1995. Now, the Srebrenica Memorial Day is being observed in Scotland for the first time today. In July 1995, Serbian forces commanded by General Ratko Mladic systematically massacred more than 8,000 Bosnian men and boys in the town of Srebrenica. It's been referred to as the greatest atrocity on European soil since the Second World War. Well, tonight that massacre will be remembered at an event in Edinburgh. And we're joined from Edinburgh by David Hamilton from the charity Remembering Srebrenica. Good evening, David.
Good evening.
I should say, for clarity, that you and I have known each other for quite some time now. And in fact, I remember you while we were at university raising money so that you could go with Edinburgh Direct Aid out to Tuzla. Did you have any concept at that time about what you would see when you got there?
I didn't know, and yes, our dark secrets always come back and haunt us. Yes, I did raise money for that, and I worked as a volunteer out in Bosnia for about 18 months with the charity Edinburgh Direct Aid, and you know, it was quite a shocking time, obviously, with the level of violence there, and also seeing, and perhaps sometimes a stronger emotion, hearing the stories of those survivors that have actually experienced the horrors of war.
And what struck you, and what were you hearing as the refugees started arriving at the camps that you were working in?
Well, I mean, about, at least it was 19 years ago, I was in Tuzla, which is in the northwest of Bosnia, and we began to see a trail of refugees coming in from Srebrenica that were, you know, all women and girls. And it was really striking, the lack of any, you know, of the men or boys. And, you know, it was quite chilling to look at and see. And we really, at that time, recognised there's something very, very badly wrong here. And, you know,
so did you see that then? Did you recognise that something terrible was happening in Srebrenica before the rest of the world knew about it? Just from the stories that you were hearing?
I think it probably wasn't as publicly well known as to what had happened, but what later unfolded, of course, was that, you know, particularly the governments knew fine well what had happened, but it wasn't really a public story. And when we saw things happening there, we knew there was a refugee crisis, hence why we were there. But I think it was quite chilling when you suddenly see there are no men here, what is going on. And, you know, it wasn't until years afterwards that that I personally found out and heard the story.
And you travelled back to Srebrenica earlier this year. What are your impressions of how things have changed there? I assume it's been rebuilt, but has it recovered?
I don't know if you can say it's recovered. There is a peace of sorts in the area in terms of there's no warring factions, but there are still certainly huge ethnic tensions between the Serb population there and some of the Muslims who have since returned to reclaim their homes and to keep alive the memories of their loved ones which they lost there. And it's you know, certainly their stories are pretty horrific still in terms of the harassment and the abuse which they continue to receive.
Like what?
Well, people tending graves are abused verbally by people going past, threatening them of further ethnic cleansing. There's people having their houses, absolute harassment, you know, in terms of trying to drive them out. People desecrating, you know, sites which are of, you know, both of religious and, you know, emotional significance in terms of that. We've even had where a lot of the men and boys were actually slaughtered by the paramilitaries. Women have tried to lay flowers there on the anniversary and have actually been charged with trespassing. You know, it's quite extraordinary.
Do Serbs actually recognise that an atrocity was committed yet?
No, they don't. And this is a real bone of contention, and rightly so, for the Bosnian population and indeed the world community. And I think there's a real need for the Serbian Republic of Serbska authorities to actually you know, accept this was a genocide. But there is a continuous denial of genocide, and that just causes and compounds the misery which these poor people have faced.
And you're heading off to Scotland's first service to remember the atrocity. Why now is it being remembered?
I think the simple answer to that is that we've had a Scottish delegation went out earlier this year to see that, and we came back. We were so well touched, and by the bravery of the women who are, particularly women who are trying to raise the profile of this, and they want the lessons of Srebrenica to be understood and communicated to, particularly to younger people, so that, who weren't even born at that time. And the charity is running a programme to try and take young people out there and let them understand and see and be aware of this. And the hope is that some lessons will be learnt. And of course, if we look across the globe just now, we have, you know, issues of genocide and reports of that in Iraq, Libya, Syria, Africa. And a lot of the sort of perhaps the positive side of the story is the fact that a lot of these war criminals, as you mentioned, Bladić, have been brought to trial and have been prosecuted. And there's a strong message needs to go out here that if you are responsible for committing acts of genocide, you will be pursued and you will be brought to justice. And that's a strong message that needs to be amplified throughout the globe.
David Hamilton from the charity Remembering Srebrenica, thank you very much indeed for your time this evening.